Jordan, a pleasing day at the office. 4-0 win and a hat-trick for you.
Yeah, hat-tricks don't come around too often, so I'll take that today. It's pretty much a perfect day. 4-0 win, a clean sheet, 3 points, so, and Liverpool won, so happy boy there.
Three good goals. Penalty was tucked away, sending the keeper the wrong way. Great back hitter by Stevie Fallon to set you up for your third one. Three good goals all round, really, weren't
they? Yeah, the first one was a great team goal. I think Joel was brilliant today too, and he picked me out well for the first one. Then the second one, Andy actually said I can hit. He told me hit the penalty, and I've missed a couple in the past for Linfield, so I was happy to see that one hit the net. And the third was, I read the ball well, and Stevie got a wee flick, and I was managed to tuck it away.
1 point gave us problems here the last time, so to win 4-0 was probably better than anyone could have hoped for.
Yeah, we're always reminded, you know, we can't drop points against the smaller sides, and no disrespect to them, they're obviously down at the lower end of the table, and obviously they're a brilliant team. They played well today in the first half. I thought they were a better team for the first half an hour, but we can't be dropping points if we want to have aspirations of doing well in the league, and today it was a perfect result.
You're leaving here with a match ball for 3 goals, Supporters Trust Player of the Month, Man of the Match.
Yeah,
it's a team game, but it's nice to get individual recognition.
Yeah, it's nice, but obviously the team's the most important thing, and I think I've just been working hard for the team, and even when I haven't been playing well for a couple of weeks, it's, you can't be a passenger in this team because there's a lot of competition for places, and you have to give your 100% every game, and I think I've been doing that, so it's always nice to get personal accolades, but it's even nicer to be in 2 cup finals and top of the league.
On live TV, you were asked about the big match next week, and you said, who will be playing? Now that you know we're playing Crusaders, it's been
a hectic month. I can't remember what happened in the month, to be honest with you. We've had that many games, so it's hard to keep track of them all. But with 3 massive games now against Crusaders, and it's going to be tough. But we're in good form, and our confidence is high. So we'll go into it with a lot of belief, and we'll see what happens after the next week and a half.
It's a top two. It's a big game. All eyes will be on Seaview next Saturday, won't they?
Always are when it's Crusaders and Linfield. So, as I say, we'll go in with belief and confidence, but we'll know what they're capable of, and we'll hopefully be on our game and do ourselves justice.
Well done. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, Jordan.
Thanks very much. Thank you.